We've mentioned in the past in this slot that there is a klal of the Shla HaKadosh. The Shla assumes, as the Baba Trebi points out, that there's always a link between the Parsha that we happen to read in Parsha Shavua and the Moed, or the Yontif, or the Chag, that also occurs during that week. So what I want to try to do is speak about one element of Hanukkah and try to connect that or really suggest an idea based on something in this week's Parsha and Parsha's Miketz to be able to gain some more insight. We know the truth of the matter is that in Chazal, we really don't have a ton in terms of what exactly the Yevanim tried to do to us, but we do have some insight. We know that the Yevanim, at least it is assumed, tried primarily to challenge us, aside from Lashkicham Torasecha, aside from trying to cause us to forget our Torah, something which is often associated with Torah Shebal Peh, that there were three specific mitzvahs that the Yevanim tried to challenge Klal Yisrael with. One of them was Shabbos, one of them was Rosh Chodesh, and one of them was Bris Milah. That Bris Milah is one of those things the Avud Ram even explains, Ulavira Mechuke Ritzonecha, that is a reference to Bris Milah. That there's something about Bris Milah that the Yevanim were trying to attack us with. That was a reason why they chose specifically Bris Milah out of all the mitzvahs. That was one of the three that they really tried to attack us with. We want to try to figure out what exactly is unique about Bris Milah. To go one step further, the Birkei Yosef, I believe, even quotes as an answer to the question of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef asks, I don't understand. We had enough oil for one day, so why is Hanukkah 8 days long? Lich Ora, there were only 7 days of miracles because there really was enough oil to last for one day. The miracle is only an extra seven. That's a very, very famous question with many, many answers. The Birkei Yosef suggests that essentially, he quotes one day, Ein Hachinami. Hanukkah should have really been 7 days because there are only 7 days of miracles. But we wanted it to be 8 days long, eight keneged, the 8 days that we wait in order to have a Bris Milah. That somehow Bris Milah, there's something unique and powerful about Bris Milah. So why did the Yevanim want to Dafka try to challenge us in the realm of Bris Milah? What is the significance of it? We'll try to make a couple of suggestions. One Mahalach, which is one that is found in Tzfas Emes, it's found in many of the other Mefarshim, is that Bris Milah is one of those things that distinguishes Klal Yisrael from the Umos HaOlam. That Klal Yisrael are not the same as the Umos HaOlam. The Greeks, the Yevanim, were trying to make the argument that we really aren't Kadosh, that we really aren't so unique. Some go one step a little bit further. It's not just that we are more, that we're different, and therefore Bris Milah connotes the unique connection between us and Ribono Shel Olam. It's that the Greeks also believed in something called wisdom. But they thought that their wisdom was something that would remain purely intellectual, and that our bodies are things that are supposed to just take lots of pleasure in, and are not really supposed to be anything that where there's really kedusha. And part of Bris Milah is a statement, and part of what makes Klal Yisrael unique, is that we believe not only in a certain kind of chachma, but that our guf, our bodies, can also become kadosh. That we also have the capacity to experience a certain kind of kedusha. A second insight, why dafka Bris Milah? What makes Bris Milah unique? Not like this Tzfas Emes, that Bris Milah is what connotes, what establishes a certain difference between us and the Umos HaOlam. And Yavon wanted to try and remove the distinctions between us and the Umos HaOlam. But rather a second idea we could suggest based on a Maharal. The Maharal tells us that numbers in general are very significant. And the number 8 is a number that connotes something which is Lemal Min HaTeva. 7 is always a number that functions in terms of nature. There are 7 days of the week. The Shemitah cycle is 7 years long. 7 relates to that which is in this world. 8 is lemala min hateva. 8 is one above nature. It reflects something which is above teva. That's why the Maharal writes in their mitzvah, in the Sefer and Chanukah, that the Medrash says, why was Aaron able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Bizchus Bris Milah, the Medrash says. What does that mean? He could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim because of Bris Milah? It meant that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a place that's above this world. It's a place that is not played by the normal rules of nature. And because Aaron HaKohen had a Bris Milah, a Bris which also shows us, it's the 8th day, it represents that Klal Yisrael wants to live above Teva, but on the 8th day. That's why Aaron was able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Potentially, that's one of the insights here. What Bris Milah may symbolize, certainly for the Maharal, is that Klal Yisrael wants to function not only based on the normal rules of nature. We want to be able to function somewhat above nature. Bris Milah is on the 8th day because Bris Milah is one of those things that shows that our connection to Ribono Shel Olam is above nature. In a certain sense, one way of saying it, we were born, our nature is to have our bodies be a certain way, and we're changing part of our bodies. In many ways, we're going above or different from what nature typically, or at least in its standard way, really looks like. In that sense, part of what Yavan may have been challenging, which is true for Torah also, is not just the fact that we are different, but a certain kind of elevated existence, an existence that goes beyond Teva, that we are, that we're trying to have. I want to share with you a third Mahalach. This also comes from a Maharal. It's one that I think is really interesting, and in light of the connection to the Parsha. Yavan tried to have us not do the Bris Milah. What's amazing is that Rashi quotes in this week's Parsha that when the Mitzrim came and they wanted food from Yosef HaTzadik, so the Torah tells us that Paro said to them, L'chu al Yosef, asher yomer lachem ta'asu. Go to Yosef and do, said Paro, whatever Yosef tells you to do. What was Yosef telling them to do? So says Rashi, L'fisha, Yosef omer lachem shiamulu, that Yosef was telling all of the Mitzrim to have a Bris Milah. Meaning, if Chanukah is about the Umos HaOlam telling us not to have a bris, is it not interesting that in this week's Parsha, Lefi Rashi, Yosef is telling all the Mitzrim to go out and to get a bris? What exactly is the significance of that? Why is he telling them to get a bris? The Maharal in Gur Aryeh asks, we don't normally encourage people to convert. Mila is one of the stages of Geirus. So why is he telling them to why is he telling the Mitzrim to go and get a bris Mila? Isn't Bris Milah what makes Jews unique? Isn't Bris Milah a certain Lamal Me'ateva kind of an existence? What's he doing telling the Mitzrim to go about and to do this? The Maharal suggests an additional insight in terms of what Bris Milah is all about. The Targum translates the word Bris as Kayama. Bris, a covenant, is something which will be long-lasting. It will be there forever. When we make a Bris, it's something which is permanent. Says the Maharal, Yosef was not asking them to get a Bris Milah in order to become Jews. He was not converting them at all. Rather, Yosef was in touch enough with the Ratzon Hashem that he figured out the following. What happened to the Mitzrim? They all saved all of their food. And when they saved all of their food, so what happened? All of their food spoiled. Their food was not long-lasting. And Yosef said to himself, how come their food all spoiled? What was it about them that their food wasn't able to last, and my food was able to last? Said Yosef, it must be that they had a chisaron. Their chisaron was the lack of bris, because bris connotes permanence. Bris, kayama, bris is something which, again, it's an act which you can never undo, and bris shows a certain long-lasting kind of commitment. And bris, Yosef figured out, is something which allows, again, it's a little bit more heavy on the machshava end, that bris is something which allows things to remain in a more permanent way. It's a statement of permanence, and one that allows me to be zocha to things to be more permanent. So Yosef cheshbon at the following, says the Maharal. The Mitzrim, all their food is spoiling. Why is all their food spoiling? What exactly is going on? It must be that there's something too temporary about them. There's something that prevents their food from lasting long term. There's something that prevents their food from lasting in a permanent kind of a way. Maharal may believe that our property is really an extension of us, that if we are too temporary, our property also won't be so long-lasting. So Yosef said, get a Bris Milah, because a Bris Milah is going to position you to be able to last for a long time and for your property to last for a very long time. Bris Milah, the sod of Bris, is permanence, and you need some extra chizik in that world of permanence so that your food will last for a longer time. If that's what it's about, so we may have a new insight in terms of the Yavanim. The Yavanim challenged Lavir Michukei Ritzonecha, Seti Avudram, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Mila. That we were challenged in regards to Dafka. One of the things was Bris Milah. Why Bris Milah? So one idea that Sfasem has, because Bris Milah is part of what makes Jews classically unique. And Yavanim wanted to take away some of the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. The second idea, Bris Milah is something which is above nature. We were created one way, we're trying to change that. We're trying to live above. That's why the Maharal says that Chazal say, Bischus Bris Milah, Aaron could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We can go above nature when we have a Bris Milah. It's about living a higher level kind of an existence. But now maybe we have a third idea. Maharal says that Bris is all about that which is Kayam. Bris is a covenant, and a covenant is permanent. And one who has a Bris is Zocha to certain things being more permanent in his life. It's a way of making a statement that what I have now is going to last forever. What the Yavanim may have wanted to do was to take out some of that permanence that comes with being a member of Klal Yisrael. That to be part of Klal Yisrael means I'm signing up for this, I'm in this for the long haul, and nothing can take away from my close connection to Ribono Shel Olam or what it means that I'm a Jew. And part of what Yavan was trying to remove, in a certain sense, was that quest for permanence. Be with us now a little bit. Come in and assimilate with us, and don't have that same long-lasting connection with your bonus olam. And they knew that bris is one of the things that represents something which is a long-lasting connection with the bonus olam, maybe bizocha, to understand the messages of bris milah, to live lives in which we feel like we are unique, to live lives in which we feel like we can live a little bit lemalam and hatefa at times, and nature is not always define us. Ein mazal li Yisrael, the Gemara and Shabbos and Kufnin Vav. And also to be able to live a life where we feel like that which we're doing is long-lasting, is permanent, and will be there forever. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Hanukkah.